Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, here I am, as I always say, host of the Love by Intuition show, founder, owner of Dream Vision 7 radio network, where we are live here today at 1510 a.m. NBC Sports Radio Boston. If you'd like to hear all our glorious hosts, just go on our site, Dream Visions, all one word, with the S on the end, the number 7 radio.com, and you can hear talk radio, all holistic, helping everyone, serving everyone out there, a little bit of everything, Monday through Friday, 24 hours. We have an excellent show for you today, and if you've been following our co-hosting special with Reverend Dr. Linda DeCoff, we are doing Made in the Image, number 3. Be the joyous success you were always meant to be, accessing your divine patterns of wholeness, peace, pure, and perfection within. And so for today, we have miracles of and laws of divine manifestation. And we're going to get into that in just a little moment. I wanted to just share again and celebrate Dr. Linda DeCoff because she is an amazing individual. She's a celebrated author for Bridge of the Gods, also Songs of Eternity. She is founder of New Thought International, Inc. and New Thought Institute of New York, an association of global centers for world peace and enlightenment. And she starred in numerous Broadway film and TV shows with rave reviews. And she just has an amazing background of all to serve and help you out there. Now, we are going to be giving the third caller who calls in to Sean. He's our producer today. He's in the house, and just give him your contact information, and we will be sending the third caller a book, and it is Songs of Eternity, Contemplations, Treatments, and Meditations on the Word of God, containing a wealth of information, empowering meditations on every subject imaginable for successfully remaining in high principle all the time, which is so important, and manifesting from the divine self of glorious completeness and wholeness within you. So I'm welcoming my co-host, Reverend Dr. Linda DeCoff. Hello and good day, Linda.
Hello, Deborah, and thank you for that wonderful introduction.
You're welcome, and also deserving. You know, really, we could talk about your background for an hour in itself.
It's true. Well, everything adds unto us, right? Everything
yes.
We do adds unto the, unto the new next step, whatever that is that we would be taking.
Yes.
I love that my teacher, one of my great teachers, always used to say, I am the accumulation of it all. You know,
right.
Meaning that everything that we have done, you know, if we have done it in the way that empowers and gives us more power, to draw on for next stages. So it's wonderful to think of, instead of things ending and being over and not having a cumulative impact, to realize that every step of growth is adding great, you know, spiritual muscle, you know,
right, to every soul. Everyone feels that.
Not only to yourself, but to absolutely everything, everyone,
exactly,
to all of life, because there is only one life in which we all exist. Therefore, everything that one does of any constructive nature, you know, has an immediate ripple effect into the universe of being, touching and affecting everyone on the unseen level.
Yes.
So it really, really benefits us to understand, you know, that, you know, there are no beginnings and endings. There just is that continual accumulation. And also we can strain out, you know, whatever we discover that hasn't worked. We have the power as conscious beings to strain that out of our experience, you know, to refine our knowing about something, and to, you know, straighten the crooked places so that we can demonstrate stronger and stronger each and every time. And, of course, you know, like getting into what today's segment about, you know, we will see how important that is, those powers that we really, really do have. And the overall title, if people are listening for the first time, or maybe they're listening for the third time in this series, is the overall title is Made in the Image. And one cannot think too deeply or contemplate too deeply about what this great statement means, because it holds the key to a limitless future of advancement for each and every individual. No matter where they are at in life right now, they can go to the power is within, because we are made in the image, to go to the heights beyond horizons that we have ever dreamed possible. So that's very exciting, because there is no shutdown on life. Life is infinite, eternal, ever, and we always can move up the ladder of existence through understanding it better, and therefore bringing that in very practical ways in our material, our earth life now. And so, made in the image, whether you're thinking of yourself, and the last shows we did were on the, had to do with the divine healing of the emotional life, and we discussed the divine standard that we're always, at least during this show, to focus while you're listening on asking yourself, what are the divine patterns, you know, for emotions? We discussed body, divine patterns for physical body, and the great microcosm in the macrocosm. We discuss the divine patterns for body of circumstances, which means anything. When we use the word body metaphysically, we mean anything that's external. And so by dwelling on the divine patterns, no matter what area, physical, mental, spiritual, we are looking at, we awaken in us the knowledge that is resident, that there is a perfection that can be attained, and we can engage in that by aligning with these divine patterns that sustain the entire universe of being and ourselves. So now today we're talking about miracles and the divine manifesting laws. So anytime we're talking about divine patterns, we're speaking of the most ultimate that you can conceive of, patterns that reveal the perfection that is. and are at the heart of all the mantras of the ages that you've heard, like, I am the need, or God is the need, and the need met. You know, God is the need, and the need met. When you think of such a statement, you realize that a sense of harmony comes over you. The divine pattern, you know, reveals this perfection and harmony, and that, and a wholeness, a vast sense of unity with all that exists. And so you say, well, what is the divine pattern for manifesting? You know, we are creative beings, and we're always manifesting the sum total of our consciousness. So when you imagine the infinite and the all, any great master, God itself, moving to demonstrate something, you think immediately of ease, harmony, instant, thought thing, limitless, nothing which cannot be done, no hard, no easy. All the language of stress goes out when you think of the creative power itself accomplishing anything. So we want to, whenever people have goals where they want to activate and resonate with the divine pattern, you want to think of the demonstration, the manifestation of your goal as a perfect picture of harmony, peace, unity, need, and need met. If it involves other persons, you want to think of their benefit and yours, an all-inclusive thought, and met demonstrations, manifestations that are done by the individual with these signposts in mind, knowing that this is the characteristic of divine manifestation. You know, the universe does not argue with itself. It does not live in opposition.
Right.
The trees do their thing. The birds do their thing. They come up every morning and chirp and welcome the day. Life does its thing. The planets move around the spheres in a pattern, in a harmony. And there is this vast harmonic that we live in. So when you have that in your mind, I mean, once I discovered, you know, the joy of manifesting in God's way, in the way of the infinite, anything less, you just cannot go back, because there is so much joy to see that if you needed something, somebody also needs what you have. You know, like in a practical circumstance, suppose you want to find a new home. Well, simultaneously, as you're finding a new home, you are knowing, no matter what the market is saying, no matter what all the stuff is, that there is a perfect, right person with, you know, no financial difficulties, whatever those negative thoughts, you know, you streamline so you're not indulging in negative thought, because that would not be thinking the way God thinks.
Right. And if you're looking, as you're saying, and if anything starts to disrupt, if you hold that light within and the love, then everything will have a way of working itself out if it is to be.
Exactly. And, you know, we'll get into some things about sustaining, but I want to stress the importance of, you know, when you have those times where you're thinking about your world, what you would like, and so on, you want to be first recognizing not what happened in your past, because, you know, the human being is coming out of stages of conflict into unity. with the highest principle, to recognize my life is God's life, right? And so you want to aspire upward. And now, you know, so those are the divine patterns. We want to be manifesting the divine patterns, get them in our consciousness, get them in our being. And this is the way, and that way you will transcend, you know, begging, wishing, hoping, and all these things, and know truly you are a son and daughter of the Most High, and there is a way to use the creative instrument called mind for constructively manifesting whatever you may want, you know? Mm. So then it's important to know how mind works. Mind is such that whatever inner picture, just like they say in the Aquarian Gospels and in many of the books of great enlightenment, that God or the infinite thought into God's self, the all in the all substance, and the universe was manifest. So we are literally, when you are wanting to demonstrate a new thing, you're literally involving an idea within you like a seed. And it, you know, works its way in through your system of being. And then there is manifestation. And so the seed is like, think of thought as a seed. So that you put into mind itself. You cannot see mind, but it is totally responsive to you. So whatever you're putting into this substance called mind, like the soil of creation, is working on the inner planes to, and when all conditions are right, the blossom, your perfect idea, is manifest. And that is the sequence of how it happens. So the quality and the substance of our thought from the activating time, you know, when you want to do anything new or you'd like to just, you know, change something, there is a process. So when you start musing on that and putting your thought out there, as everything is read by the universe that we think, there is reaction. There is action beginning. So what is the very best thing that you can do, remembering you are made in the image, when you are commencing anything, is to dwell on the divine prototype. In other words, the God idea for me, you know, the God idea. So what is, ask yourself. Don't look at the appearance. Don't look at the appearance of stress or conditions outer, because mind is independent of conditions. You don't need to have a dime in the bank to create money. Consciousness is the creator on the instant. So the power to create has nothing to do with what you might have in hand, what you know, what your past experience was. The power to create has to do with the infinite presence in you that knows no limitation. So if we want to have a good demonstration, then we want to think of the best result that we could think of, right? And then we call this developing the prototype in you. So you could ask yourself, what is the greatest circumstance that I can think of? I know I don't want this current circumstance, but if I don't want that, what would be the greatest idea of wholeness, completeness, and love that I could envision for myself? And you want, and I state these words over and over and over again, because the past experiences, our memories are magnetic. And you want to realize that you are not bound by negative experiences. So you develop this idea within you, maybe even write it down, you know, if you're really concentrating on a goal, a master demonstration, a really transcendent, wonderful goal, what would it, and you ask yourself, what would it look like? You know, and you describe it out to yourself, and you see yourself in that situation, you know, successful, whole, complete, and perfect. Now, by contemplating the divine idea, which is always a manifestation of love, because love is the many names, it's joy, harmony, benefit. There's no negative in love. It is a state of unity. So you dwell on that concept, and once it is literally putting the seed in the ground, it's settling into your heart, it's contacting your will. You know, in a sense, you're choosing. You want to choose to demonstrate the highest and the best, which would contain all the characteristics of love, no lack, love, flow, harmony, peace, bliss, the divine pattern. Then, what is the next step? You release it. You give thanks to that infinite and all, which is the source of your life, for the perfect manifestation. Just give thanks. Identify it, settle in it, give thanks, and release it.
And with that thought and completion, we will go for our break. Everyone out there, if you want to contact Dr. Reverend Linda, you can go on her site. It is Rev, R-E-V, Dr. D-R, Linda, and it's D-E-C-O-F-F for DeKalb, Rev, Dr. Linda, DeKalb.com. Back in a moment.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough?
Join us every first Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, where you'll discover life wisdom and achieve greater spiritual awareness. Through Cynthia's coaching tips, healing stories, and inspirational interviews, you'll improve your relationships, find greater balance, and achieve inner peace today. Join thousands who've transformed their lives through Heart Living. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
We are back. You're listening to Love by Intuition, and we're doing a special three-part series broadcast with Reverend Dr. Linda DeKalb. This is the third piece, and you'll be able to hear this again this coming Tuesday and Friday on our station, Dream Visions, all one word, with an S on the end, the number 7radio.com, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern on both days. Actually, the Love by Intuition show is heard Monday through Friday. And we are giving out on the third caller an amazing book, Songs of Eternity, Contemplations, Treatments, and Meditations on the Word of God. Sean is in the house. We'll take your information. Our numbers here at 1510 are 617-237-1234. Again, 617-237-1234, real easy. Or toll-free, 866-338-9663. One more time, 866-338-9663. And when you call in, you can actually talk with us live on the show, or you can just give your information to Sean without talking with us. But we'd love to hear from you if you have a question or an input for Linda, for Dr. Reverend Linda. So go right ahead and if you recall how you left off, but you tied up your thought, which was nice.
Yes, so just to summarize, we were talking about the activating, you know, activating it through centering in the highest idea that you can think of for yourself, and then giving thanks.
And gratitude is huge.
Gratitude is very huge. Gratitude is a creative power. It goes out into the universe and contacts absolutely everything that is needed for your demonstration. It reaches straight into the heart of the universe. So when you are coming from the purity, you know, you've done the contemplation as we spoke about, asking yourself, what is the greatest idea I can think of? The God idea of harmony, wholeness, peace for myself regarding this situation, you describe it to yourself. You contemplate it, and then you give thanks. You release it out to those creative powers, which is the limitless power of God. And reminding to now the process has begun. All persons, places, things begin to come forward and into your life in whatever way works the best for your demonstration. So it's like an atomic seed, you know. The rose, when you put that seed in the ground of the rose, it's such a great visual. You don't see the rose. It's all included in that seed that goes into the ground. Now, if we didn't water that seed, if we didn't love that seed, we would never see the beautiful rose that is in there, right? So there is caretaking, and this is the second part. You know, first, never forget the power of gratitude. And when negatives come into your mind, you want to immediately nip that in the bud. Why? Because once again, you are not depending upon your own experience whatsoever. You are depending upon the power of the infinite in you and all surrounding. So, you know, you want to keep straining that negative out, and immediately when you notice you have drifted to negative speculation, oh, it'll never happen, last time I tried this happened, you immediately center right, no, just notice it. And center right back in that gratitude, because you can't be negative and be in the state of gratitude at the same time.
Right, and that
is so
important.
Like a broken record. You go right back in. I give thanks for that perfect place with lots of light. You describe it out fully in perfect right ways, which means that we are open to the demonstrating power, you know, to open the avenues in whatever way is right. We don't want to limit it and say in this way and in that way. But then, you know, coming to the second part of this is Well, you know, what do we do once you've activated that and things are in motion? It will manifest when you are at the perfect level in consciousness commensurate, you know, with your manifestation. In other words, you cannot be thinking of demonstrating a mansion and having a hut in mind. Okay? That's all I can get. You have to back up. You know, you can, if when you are totally accepting that a mansion can demonstrate for you perfectly affordable and so on, knowing that there is no limitation and there's infinite scenarios of how things can manifest.
And you're all deserving.
Yes, and you're all deserving because you are a child of God and you are in charge of your earth, lands, and seas. God put you there. So you always want to be demonstrating the highest and the best for you. But how do you sustain it? So you've put it into the soil. It's still on the invisible level. And so you sustain it by, as I said, you know, when negative thoughts come up or speculation, just say, oh, you know, there it is again. Let me center right in the gratitude again. Really like a broken record, just center right back there. Especially the morning, you center in your thought, and then, you know, you release it, and then ideas may come to follow up and do things, and that would be the time to do them. But there should never be any anxiety about it, because sometimes the thing will come right to you, you know, right out of the air, or you may have to take certain steps in action. But it's all with an ease, knowing that that creative power is working all the time. How can you, you know, so you need, and supposing things go bump in the night, you know, when you think about when the trees drop their leaves, as they are doing now, if you didn't know anything about the way things work, you'd say, well, that's it for those trees. You know, they're dying and they're gone, right? Little do we know that, you know, during the winter months, they're taking all that snow and all that water, and they are happening underneath the ground, invisibly, preparing, absorbing, all kinds of things happening. And lo and behold, in spring, there they are doing their thing. When Jesus was in the tomb, the apparency was silence. Death, gone. You know, yet they roll away the tomb and he was gone. He was free. It had no power over him. So during those silent periods where nothing seems to be happening is the most important time to keep affirming that I have put my word out. And my word doesn't return unto me void. You water the soil with loving the idea, the beneficent idea that you have set in your mind. You don't have to know how it's working on the invisible plane, what all is entailed in it, what person, places, and things, because the great wisdom knows. But you do need to know. It is working because every time, just like it's scientific, just like the seed and the soil, and the more you bring that love, water the desired manifestation with your love, your faith, and your bright vision for yourself, especially when people are saying to you, well, you can't do that. You have to know. You don't have to argue with people, but you know, I can because God in me can and is. And it shall, and I will manifest the perfection here. Okay? You ask yourself, what is it? You know, also, it's just a helpful question. What is it that if you had it, you would have, you believe you would have your demonstration? You know, very often people say, you know, I like this, but, oh, I need to lose some weight. I need to have more money. I need to have this, I need to have that, you know, and they delay themselves. People actually delay themselves from having that demonstration. So you need to practice. Once it's revealed to you, when you ask that question, what do I think I need that I need to have before I can have it, just say you have it now once it's revealed. Give thanks that you have it now.
Right.
Give thanks
how
also.
It feels to have it.
Right. Instead of futurizing. And there's the be it now. How do you think you'll be, you know, when you have that demonstration? How will you be then? Be that in the now. Be it now. And it increases your magnetism. So how would you be? What is it if I had it? I would have my demonstration. And when... And maintain faith in the midst of appearances when everything seems to go awry. Stay centered and know, you know, God is working. I have no concern. God is working. I have no concern. You do your part. God, the law, will do its part.
Absolutely. And so with that, we go out to our next break. Don't go away.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Do you wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way. Through the path to your power, your inner light, you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Beauvais at 508-226-1723. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. Greenlock is the place to go for horse therapy you should know. We use the horse, they do the trick, to help you talk and walk and skip. The horse's movement builds your muscle. It also makes you laugh and chuckle. To do our job, your help we need. To run the farm and buy our feed. To help us out, just double click on greenlock.org. Do it quick.
Join us on Creating a Spirited Life with Janet Kesenick the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. We'll explore the day-to-day moments that puzzle, enlighten, and bring us into deeper connection with our best selves. Find meaning, purpose, and humor while creating a spirited life. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Join us every second Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern 5 p.m. Pacific, for the Nurturing Intuitive Children with Dr. Nikki show, where you'll discover holistic strategies and techniques that support intuitive and empathic children in our homes, in schools, and in healthcare. Through our panel of distinguished guests, you'll receive parenting tips, education strategies, and holistic health solutions that'll help you improve the lives of these magnificent children and help their inner light shine even more brightly on the planet. Our program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
The Massachusetts Soldiers Legacy Fund, MSLF, was founded in 2004 with a simple goal: to provide educational assistance grants to the children of Massachusetts service members who were killed while deployed on operations enduring an Iraqi freedom. With its current resources, the MSLF guarantees a minimum of $40,000, $10,000 per annum, in educational funding to each child of a fallen service member whose home of record at the Department of Defense was Massachusetts. There's no selection process. If an individual is a child of a service member whose service is credited to Massachusetts and whom gave his or her life in Operation Enduring or Iraqi Freedom, that child qualifies for MSLF funds. We're proud to report that we're accomplishing our founding objective thanks to the support of individuals and organizations throughout the United States. To donate, go to mslfund.org.
And we are back with my co-host, Dr. Reverend Linda DeKalf. And we're actually going to do our ending meditation, and it's actually two that Rev Linda would like to share. Afterwards, we can still take callers, and you can call in for the free book drawing as well. Sean's in the house, 617-237-1234 or 866-338-9663. So I'd love to hear the meditation for the manifesting perfection.
Oh, okay. Yes, what I have, I just wanted to wrap up the last section and to remind people of the importance of the the middle period while things are developing, for continuously referencing back to your original picture. You know, things happen during the day, but when the evening comes, you need to shed all that off and go right back into the center again, giving thanks and spending time with your picture of perfection, perfect outcome for yourself regarding whatever matter, and it should always be the state of love. And one other element that, you know, you need another question: when you're exploring the divine prototype for yourself, you can ask, you know, if I had this demonstration, let's say we were talking, just saying a mansion, for instance, you know, what do I think that will give me? Well, I'll be happy. I'll have freedom of movement. I'll have a huge place, you know, whatever it means to you. Ask yourself, and then begin to incorporate that now. In other words, the outer things are just a symbol of something that we want to experience. But we can give ourselves a deeper prayer when we know that it is those elements we want to experience, the happiness, the peace, let it come through that mansion or any other way, you know, that is perfect and right for you. And remember that you must be the mental equivalent. There is a law. There are spiritual laws and principles, and the principles are all principles of wholeness, completeness, perfection, which you should get to learn. And the laws are, you know, as we say, as within, so without. So also the content of your thought is very important. When your mental equivalent has risen in feeling and faith and belief in the highest and the best, that is exactly and equally what you will see and experience on the mirror of the outside. So the outside is not the leading power. Your consciousness, your own creative power within, your images, your words, your thoughts, and what you think you're aligned with. And if you know, I am made in the image, I am aligned with the all and the all, the one perfect one, you will bring forth demonstrations that reveal that fact. So there is a process going on, the eternal process. Let it always be greater. Always think in terms of the greater, the better, the more harmonious. And what faith has known will be on the within, shall be your result. Miracles, why do miracles come? Because the state of unity is so perfect that it is, in fact, thought thing. Sometimes people rise to miracles through a crisis because they must get that child out from under the piano. So the mother miraculously lifts the piano off the child. Sometimes they come in high states of mystical unity with all of existence at the mountaintop. Miracles flow without ceasing. So when we say miracles, we must realize this is the natural state of our being as we cultivate more and more of our divine nature, and we would not expect anything less. So I'd like to do a closing meditation. It's an excerpt from my book, Songs of Eternity. And this excerpt is on making your master demonstration. And the mantra is, I am at my new level now. Beloved, a master demonstration is one that is so complete and filled with all the essence of the good of your divine self that nothing of the past remains. In the moment, you have established an eternal pattern of joy and fulfillment that shall always fill you with delight when you think of it, and have accomplished a major and permanent change within that becomes your new foundation of being. To make a master demonstration, we must increase within ourselves and become its energy in all our ways, faithfully and by the law. That which we have deeply accepted and become one with shall become our experience, forever rendering joy. The meditation for this, making your master demonstration, and this is just something to dwell on the words of the perfect I am that I am within. I am that I am, and right now I declare I am the complete consciousness of my heart's desire now. As I joyfully witness my master demonstration fully taking place, full blown and perfectly delivered to me, I am resplendent and resounding with my new and greater good now. I successfully and fully expanded into the heart and mind of God. No stone was left unturned. I am perfectly stabilized at the level of my major good forever. No residue of the past remains. As I soar above the summit of completion, oh, how satisfied I am. How thrilled, how majestic and complete is God's sweet perfection, now manifesting before my eyes and where I am. I swept over limitless terrains of divine potentials, locating the breakthrough, the point of breakthrough into new realms for me, I dreamt the dreams of freedom. I took charge. I increased. I embodied my vision. I became it. Now, evermore, this precious good is mine, established throughout eternity. My victory is now recorded forever in the universe. My new level is now my norm, and so it is. And following this, if we have time, Deborah?
Yes.
Is a
beautiful.
We do, okay. This is a short meditation, but being that we're approaching Thanksgiving, which really celebrates the path of grace in the universe through giving thanks, here is a meditation on giving thanks in advance. Now, let us go within to the sacred point of contact with the One. And here, at the perfect center of all of being, all cause, all new cause, all creation, let each bring to mind that wonderful, perfect idea we are right now desiring to fulfill. Let each pour the luminous waters of the whole light of being over, in, around, and through that idea, recognizing that this special idea is divine, Spirit's perfect idea, as important to God as it is to each, as much a part of God's desire for us as our own desire is. In fact, this heartfelt desire is God urging us to give thanks, to accept new, empowering, and most enriching good. And so we affirm together now, silently, in the consciousness of my completeness and in the perfect mind and heart of divine oneness and love, I give thanks in advance for the perfect accomplishment here. I trust to the perfect law in all. I keep my heart pure and mine eyes single and filled with light. I am the attitude of gratitude, mighty thanks in advance, in and through all. And moment to moment, experience to experience, I reap the richest good of my grateful heart. I am awed as the wonders of heaven and earth unfold for me now. And so it is.
Glorious. What a beautiful way to go out of the show. I want to thank you, Rev. Linda, for sharing these three shows, co-hosting with me. And I've enjoyed it tremendously. And everyone, remember, it'll be aired this Tuesday and Friday on DreamVision7Radio.com, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., twice a day. Until the next time, everyone, I'm sending amazing love to touch each and every soul out there. Au revoir.
Are you seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week. All designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Buffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, we are all one, and we are all part of the miracle of love.